跟着一同来思想。
First John 1-3，
约翰一书三章1-3节，你看父赐给我们是何等的慈爱，使我们得称为神的儿女，我们也真是他的儿女。世人所以不认识我们，是因未曾认识他。亲爱的弟兄啊，我们现在是神的儿女，将来如何还未显明，但我们知道主若显现，我们必要像他，因为必得见他的真体。凡像他有这指望的，就洁净自己，像他洁净一样。
1 John 3:1-3， Behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called children of God. Therefore the world does not know us, because it did not know him. Beloved, now we are children of God, and it has not yet been revealed that we shall be. But we know that when he is revealed, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And everyone who has this hope in him purifies himself just as he is pure.
我们一同来祷告。
Let's pray.
主，因为您自己丰盛无尽的慈爱，
Because of your boundless love, Lord,
我们得成为神的儿女。
So we become the children of God.
愿主以您自己圣善的灵在我们中间，在我们的心中来运行。
May your holy and spotless spirit move among us so that we can be pure.
来引导我们对主至圣真道的学习。
Let us learn from the pure and holy word.
也求主你怜悯你自己不配的仆人。
And please have mercy on thy servant, myself.
求主怜悯他，不看他一切的软弱。
Please don't look at his weaknesses.
小信。
A lack of faith,
胆怯
and awkward, cowardly.
让他能够照着主您的托付，按照正义分解真理的道。
May he be your faithful servant to teach according to your word.
也愿所有神的儿女都蒙造就。
May all the children of God be purified and sanctified.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In Christ's name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
今天我们要一同思想的题目叫做神的儿女。
Today's topic is God's children.
我问大家一个问题，但是你不需要举手。
I'd just like to ask one question to all, but you don't have to answer.
有谁在你的内心当中完全的相信任性，说我真知道我是神的儿女？
Everybody knows that you are absolutely the children of God.
第二个问题和这个相关。
The second question is related.
为什么你确切地知道自己是神的儿女？
How do you know for sure that you are the children of God?
在今天这段的经文当中，
Today is from the passage.
使徒约翰他就向神的儿女们来呼吁，来传讲。
Apostle John was admonishing us to learn from his word.
让我们一同的宣告，我们真是神的儿女。
First, the proclamation of God's children.
也让我们一同来思想，神的儿女不但要做这样的宣告，我们要有什么样的眼光，我们当如何的洁净，我们应当遵守什么样的守则。
Not only the proclamation of God's children, but we as the children of God, how do we perceive ourselves?
首先我们来看一下神儿女有一个很伟大的宣告。
First of all, we like to take a look at the great proclamation of God's children.
你看父赐给我们是何等的慈爱，使我们得称为神的儿女，我们也真是他的儿女。世人所以不认识我们，是因未曾认识他。
Behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called children of God. Therefore the world does not know us, because it did not know him.
进入到约翰一书的第三章，使徒约翰在这里说，你来看， Behold.
First John 3, First one, behold.
看的是什么呢？看的是神所赐下的丰盛的慈爱。
Behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us.
然后，使徒约翰就做了这样一个极伟大的宣告，使我们得称为神的儿女，我们也真是他的儿女。
Because we really are his children.
弟兄姊妹，如果你内心当中还有怀疑的，我要对你讲。
If you still have doubt about your being the child of God, let me tell you.
如果你真的明白神的慈爱，如果你真的接受神的慈爱，那么你就真的是神的儿女。
If you really understand the love of God and you have received them, then you are really the child of God.
我们在座有的弟兄姊妹已经很年长，也有一些年轻人。
We have youth and we have older people here.
我记得我小时候。
Remember when I was young?
内心当中常常有一些疑问。
I have doubts in my mind.
现在想想这些疑问其实也挺可笑的。
And then I may have just laughed at myself at that kind of thoughts.
我常常会问父母亲人其他亲戚说我是从哪儿来的。
And we ask our parents or our relatives where do we come from?
甚至有的时候真的会问爸爸妈妈我真的是你的孩子吗？
And we ask our parents, am I really your child?
我不知道是不是只是我独一的这一个人的特例，还是我们有些其他的弟兄姊妹孩子们小的时候也曾经内心当中多多少少有过这样的疑问
I don't know whether I am the only one who raised that kind of question or maybe many of you also raised that kind of questions
我真的是我父母的孩子吗？我到底是从哪儿来的？
Am I really the child of my parents or where do I come from?
我记得小时候对这个问题得到的答案最多的是两个
And I received most frequently the two answers
一个就是你是从石头里蹦出来的。
One you have been exploded from the stone.
还有一个比那个从石头蹦出来还不容易，还不好。
The other one was really more ridiculous than the first one.
说你是从垃圾堆捡来的。
And you are being picked up from the garbage.
当然那时候他们就是逗小孩子了，因为那时候很小。
And you know that they were trying to kid our children.
但是那时候很小呢，还真的就把他有一份的信以为真。
And then some kids really believe it.
然后就真的想，那如果这样，我还真的是我爸爸妈妈的孩子吗
？If I was really what they said I am, am I really the child of my parents?
当然，到今天我不会再怀疑我是我父母的孩子。
Up today, of course, I have no doubt. I am the child of my parents.
因为父母对我的爱
，because of the love of my parents to me.
那前不久，前一段时间也真的看到。国内有的新闻也有点让人哭笑不得。
And one time ago, I read the news in China and make me just laugh or weep.
就是让人去证明你爸爸是你爸爸。
How do you prove that your dad is your dad?
大家有看到这样的新闻吗
？Do you ever know or heard hear about such news?
就是我不知道我怎么证明我爸爸是我爸爸。其实中国还都好像有那个户口本呢。
And in China, there are many of the census.
但是有一些的这个好像是一些政府的部门就各种这个刁难最后还是说要证明你爸是你爸，证明你妈是你妈。
And then, but the government sometimes give people troubles by saying that you have to prove you are the child of your parents.
那我们能不能够证明一下神是我们天上的父亲？你真的是他的儿女啊
？How do we prove we are the child of God?
使徒约翰说：“你看看父赐给我们何等的慈爱。”
The Apostle John told us from 1 John 3, you can see the behold the manner of love the Father has bestowed on us.
神所赐的那永久长存的慈爱，证明我们是神的儿女。
The love of God that was permanent actually shown that we are the child of God.
下面这一句的宣告，我们也真是他的儿女。
And we are really the children of God.
如果你愿意跟我一起发自内心的读一下好吗
Please read from the bottom of your heart together with me.
我们先说中文再说英文
We read first in Chinese and then in English.
我们也真是他的儿女
We are really the children of God.
Of God. 我们再说一遍好吗我们也真是神的儿女。
We should be really the child of God.
Of God. 那这一句呢，其实可以有四个重点去看。
There are four points we should notice in this verse.
就像说我们讲一句话，如果你把讲话的重音落在什么地方，它会把这个语义都有不同的强调。
And then if you look at the part of this verse, you can see there some emphasis different.
举个例子最简单，我吃饭三个字。
And just like the very simple sentence, I eat the supper.
你的强调到底在哪里？
What does you emphasize? What do you emphasize in this sentence?
你的强调是我吃饭。
The important emphasis you have is me, I.
不是别人吃饭。
It's not somebody else who ate the supper.
还是我吃饭。
I ate supper.
不是喝粥。
And I did not eat rice soup.
还是我吃饭，不是吃菜。
I actually ate the really solid food, but not solid meat, but not solid vegetable.
那么这一句话，我们也真是神的儿女，至少有四个强调。
So we can see that in this verse there are four emphases.
每一个都在强调，第一，我们。
The first one is we.
也真是他的儿女。
We are really his children.
我们与神的关系是个人性的。
We have personal relationship with God.
是确定的。
It is definitive.
你我我们是神的儿女。
You individually and we as a corporate body are children of God.
那些不接受神的慈爱的人，
Those people who reject God's love,
他们还不是神的儿女。
They are not yet the children of God.
他们是流失浪子，但是还没有回到天父的家里面。
They are prodigal sons that have not returned to the heavenly home.
第二个强调，我们也真是。他的儿女。
The second one is we really should be called the children of God.
不带任何怀疑的。
We have no doubt.
我们是。
We are really.
不是三心二意的事。
We are definitely.
不是今天是，明天不是。
We are not yesterday, but no tomorrow.
不是或许是，或许不是。
We are probably, but not quite.
我们真是。
We are really.God children.
第三，我们也真是他的儿女。
Number three, we really are God's children.
我们是属于神的。
We belong to God.
我们不是那撒旦的儿女。
We are not children of Satan.
我们不是属于这世俗的。
We are not children of the secular world.
我们是万王之王、万主之主他的儿女。
We are the children of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
最后一个，我们是他的。儿女。
Finally, we are called children of God.
是的，我们也是主耶稣的仆人。
Yes, we are also the servant of God.
我们是主的朋友。
We are also the friends of God.
我们是天国的子民。
We are the heavenly citizens.
我们有许许多多不同的身份，我们是他圈里的羊。
We are also the sheep of his fold.
但在这里强调的，我们是他的孩子。
But here we emphasize on the children of God.
这是一种何等美好的关系。
This is such a beautiful relationship.
这是生命的连结。
This is the connection in life.
我们承受天父那属天的产业。
We have received the heavenly inheritance.
我们有属灵的传承。
We have the heritage of the heavenly treasure.
我们有天父的慈爱和眷顾。
We have received the love of God.
我们也真是他的儿女。
We are really called the children of God.
如何证明？
How do you prove it?
如何证明你爸爸是你爸爸？
How do you prove that your father is your father?
在世俗上，有的人真的是就被这样一个难题难倒了，不知道怎么去证明自己的爸爸是自己的爸爸。
And many people have been having trouble to answer the question, not to know how to prove that your dad is your dad.
还不像今天有的这个医院还有一张出生证明，上面清楚的写你的爸爸名字、妈妈名字，有的人他们都没有这个出生证明。
You have the hospital birth certificate about your parents.
那如果人要我们来证明，
But somebody want us to prove who is our parent,
神的儿女，
that we are the children of God.
我们怎么样去证明我们的宣告？
How do we prove ourselves as children of God?
神的慈爱，
It's God's love.
神永久长存的慈爱，
The everlasting and the merciful love of God.
我们讲到，我们看约翰一书，里面有一个极重要的宣告。
And in 1 John, we have a great proclamation.
就是神就是爱。
God is love.
神就是爱。
God is love.
神说我以永远的爱来爱你。
God said, I will love you with my everlasting love.
慈爱是神永不改变的属性。
Love is a permanently unalterable attributes of God.
到一个地步神说我就是爱。
And God told us that I am love.
因为神做出如此伟大的宣告，我们才能够这样的坚定的宣告说，我就是他的孩子。
Because of great proclamation of our eternal God, we can be sure that we are children of God.
而神慈爱最伟大的彰显就在十字架。
And then the greatest manifestation of God's love is on the cross.
他把他自己的独生爱子。
He gave his only begotten son.
为世人白白的舍了。
And he sacrificed his life on the cross.
为世人的罪在十字架上流血舍身。
And because of our sins, he died on the cross and shed his blood on our behalf.
天父从高天之上伸下这一只手来说。
And he has extended his heavenly hand towards us from heaven.
因为我把我自己的独生爱子为你舍。
Because I've given up my only begotten son on your behalf.
就证明你们真的是我的孩子。
To prove that this is the way that you show you are really the children of God.
不要再流浪，不要再徘徊。
Don't be wandering no more, but come back to the heavenly home.
赶快回家吧。
Come back to the heavenly home.
赶快回家吧。
Come back to the heavenly home.
十字架的爱。
The love of God on the cross.
是超越的爱。
It is a supernatural love.
是无私的爱。
It is a selfless love.
是最伟大的爱。
It is the greatest love ever.
神爱世人。
God loves the world.
甚至把他的独生子赐给了他们。
He has given up his only begotten son on behalf of us.
十字架为我们开了一扇门。
The cross has opened a heavenly door.
让我们通过十字架能够回到天父那里去。
Through this heavenly door, we can come back to the heavenly home.
一切的罪恶都被主耶稣基督洁净。
All kinds of sins are cleansed by Jesus Christ's blood.
他都为你我付了。
对不起。
他都为你我付了。
He paid
everything.
He has paid the sins of us.
所以耶稣在十字架上说成了。
Therefore Jesus Christ said on the cross, "It is finished."
意思就是说所有的罪债全都付清了。
He said that all the sins he has paid for.
任何人凡愿意的都可以白白来取生命的水喝。
Whoever wants can come and get the heavenly water, the water of life.
在这里天门为你我敞开。
And through here, the heavenly door is open to you.
凡接待他的。
And whoever receives him.
就是信他名的人。
That is the one who believes in his name.
他就赐他们权柄。
And he will give them privilege.
做神的儿女。
To become the children of God.
这是神美好的应许。
This is the heavenly promise.
你愿意接待他吗？
Are you willing to receive him?
你愿意接受他的慈爱吗？
Are you really willing to receive his mercy?
那你就是信他名的人。
Then you are the one who believe in his name.
如果你愿意接待他，他就会赐你权柄，做神的儿女。
If you are willing to receive his name, he will give you the privilege and the right to become the children of God.
你就成为一个重生的人。
And you will become a born again Christian.
你看父赐给我们何等的慈爱。
And you can see bestowed what a man of love that God has bestowed on us.
我们真是他的儿女。
We are really called the children of God.
但可惜世人却不认识我们。
Unfortunately, the world does not know us.
他们看到基督徒，觉得基督徒很奇怪。
They saw us Christian. They thought we are kind of particular.
他们觉得基督徒不去追求这世俗的享乐。
They said the Christians do not follow the sins and the pressures of the world.
繁华富贵。
And all those riches of the world.
而去在那里一门心思传福音。
And then you all engage in preaching the gospel.
敬拜一位看不见的神。
And to worship an unknown God.
他们不能够理解。
They cannot understand.
看到基督徒为主癫狂。
And they thought that we are becoming crazy for God.
他们也不能够理解。
They could not understand.
因为他们不认识神。
Because they do not know God.
当他们不明白神的慈爱是何等的伟大。
And they do not understand the wonderfulness of God's mercy.
当他们不知道我们的神是何等的圣洁，
They do not know the holiness of our God.
他们在黑暗当中，
They are still living in darkness.
无法理解光明的美好。
They could not understand the greatness of the heavenly light.
弟兄姊妹，当我们成为神的儿女，
Our brothers and sisters, when we become the children of God,
这后面一句话并不是对那些还没有接受耶稣基督的人的一种贬低和歧视，请大家一定要注意。
And please notice what I'm going to say is not to degrade the people who did not receive Jesus Christ.
千万千万不要说那些人不认识神，我是认识神的人。
And do not say that you are better than those people who don't know Jesus Christ.
所以我比你强，我比你好。
He said, I'm greater than you, I'm better than you.
神爱我，不爱你，所以我比你强。
And because God loves me, God doesn't love you, therefore I am greater than you.
不是，不是的。
It's not true at all.
我们每一个人都是罪人。
Because each one of us is a sinner.
神爱你，爱我，也同样的爱这世上的每一个人。
And God loves you and me, and God loves everyone on the earth.
神给每一个人都已经预备了一份宝贵的礼物，叫做救恩。
God has prepared a great salvation for each one of us. It is a free gift of salvation.
如果我们得到了，那神是在你的生命当中有一个目的，是让你把这个礼物也传给你周围的人。
And what God has entrusted to us is to pass.To present this gift to all of the people around.
要记住，神爱世人。
Because God loves the world.
他不愿有一人沉沦。
He doesn't want a single person to perish.
乃愿人人都悔改。
He wants every one of us to repent and come back to Him.
我们看了神儿女的宣告 proclamation， 我们再来看一下神儿女的眼光。
After we examine the proclamation of God's children, we want to see the perception of God's children.
亲爱的弟兄啊，我们现在是神的儿女，将来如何还未显明，但我们知道主若显现，我们必要像他，因为必得见他的真体。凡像他有着指望的，就洁净自己，像他洁净一样。
First John 3:2-3 Behold, beloved, now we are children of God, and it has not yet been revealed what we shall be. But we know that when he is revealed, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is.And everyone who has this hope in him purifies himself just as he is pure.
刚才我们看到有四个强调，这里还有一个强调在这个第二节当中。
And here we have another emphasis. Verse 2.
这里单单的从这个原文的时态看已经都不够了。使徒约翰在这里又强调了说现在。
And the apostle John not only tell us that we are children of God, but he emphasized we are already the children of God.
我们已经是神的儿女。
We are already the children of God.
已经是这个事实就不再改变。
And we are already. That means it's the fact that can never be changed.
是神儿女的人就永远是神的儿女。
If we are the children of God, we will forever be the children of God.
他救赎的大功已经做成。
And His great work of salvation has been finished.
当你接待耶稣的那一刻，他的灵就住到你的里面。
When the moment of your receiving Jesus Christ, His Holy Spirit is indwelling in you.
他就已经说这个是我的儿女。
And He's already declared to everybody that you are His children.
即使现在你在软弱痛苦当中。
Even today you are living in weakness and pain.
即使现在你在一些的挑战、试探甚至试炼当中。
Even today you are living among trials and temptations.
不要怀疑神的慈爱。
Do not have doubt on Jesus, on God's love.
要记住，你已经是神的儿女了。
And remember that you are really the child of God.
将来如何呢？
And how about in the future?
在这里，主的话语说，还未显明。
And then in verse 2 and 3, he said that it has not yet been revealed what we shall be.
但是我们却知道有一点很明白，将来一定会越来越清晰，越来越美好。
But we can see that it will become clearer and clearer as time progresses.
我们对未来虽然并不完全的知道，但并不是一个不可知论者，更不是一个怀疑论者。
And you know that even though we don't know what is going to be future, but we are not skeptic. We shall know sometime.
主一定会显现的。
Because Jesus Christ will reveal Himself.
耶稣基督会再来。
Jesus Christ will come back again.
而且我相信越来越近。
And we believe that His coming back is fast approaching.
是的，我们常常的去讲，主要来了，主要来了。
And many times we declare that Jesus Christ is coming back.
昨天和一些弟兄姊妹聊到，现在我们看看我们周遭的这个世界。
Yesterday I was having conversation with brother and sister. We can see all around us.
上个礼拜还跟大家分享谈到这个 AI 人工智能。
Last week we talked about AI.
我们说今天我们在饭桌上大家聊起来的一些事情，都是二十年前、三十年以前科幻小说里的事情，对吗
？Today what we are discussing on the dinner table is actually science fiction 30 years ago.
现在都活生生的展现在我们的面前。
But now it become reality.
有一位姐妹她说现在回过头去看看那个七八十年代的那个电影，觉得那时候的人怎么那么土啊
？And then you look at the movies that were first shown in the 70s and the 80s, you thought those people are really stupid.
大家记得当年我们七八十年代的时候的生活吗？如果你记得，那我们就知道你多大年龄。
If you still remember those times, we know how old you are.
那时候至少生活在国内的大部分人没有什么电话，更不用说电脑互联网。
And those of us who were living in China at those times, we don't have really a whole lot of electronics and internet or maybe even cell phone, nothing.
出门没有汽车。
We don't have car.
即使你去搭别人的汽车也没有 GPS.
And if you are riding on somebody's car, you don't have GPS.
那时候哪里有什么人工智能这么一说。
There is no such thing as AI at that time.
那时候有任何的问题也不可能到网上去搜资料。
And there's no internet, you cannot get information in the internet.
办一张图书馆的那个借书证都多么难。
And it's difficult to actually have a library card.
我还记得当年去图书馆去借书。
I remember when I was in China to try to get a book from the library.
那当然那时候已经到九十年代读书的时候。
And it was in the 90s when I was in college.
想查一点资料，哎，简直是难于上青天。
And it was so difficult to gather information from the library.
但是没有想到现在这个世界变化实在是太快。
But do you know how much the world has changed since then?
甚至人工智能在很多方面已经做得比我们都好。
And many times the AI has been doing greater job than us.
不要说下棋，我们早就已经下不过它了。
And then already the chess has become beaten by AI.
在不久，大概我们的这个体育比赛这些不管是什么什么跳舞打拳我最近看这个机器人简直是太厉害了。
And notice recently you can see the AI robots actually beat the real human.
在这一切都显现，真的是世界在加速的变化当中，主再来的日子也一天一天近了。
And so you know that the changes of the world technologically, you can see that maybe Jesus Christ is coming back soon.
现在最近我们看到这一场又一场的战争。
And you notice all the warfares around the world?
有一个词在不断的出现，大家有注意吗？
And do you know there is something that happens over frequently in the news?
不管是乌克兰，不管是中东。
And if it's not, regardless it's Middle East or in Ukraine.
那个词就叫做 nuclear.
And the word is always being talked about is nuclear weapons.
核战争。
This is a very terrible war.
我们真的不知道主什么时候会再来。
We don't know when Jesus Christ is coming back.
但是我们却知道，主如果显现，我们要像他。
But we know for sure that when He is revealed, we shall be like Him.
我们也必得见他的真体。
We shall see Him as He is.
老约翰在这里用的都是非常绝对、非常强调的语气。
The Apostle John was using very emphatic words here.
你们说未来的事情真的那么确定吗？
Are you really sure about what shall be revealed?
刚刚不是还说还没有显明吗？
You just told us it hasn't been revealed yet.
那刚才前书十三章十二节，使徒保罗在这里是这样提醒我们的。
And then First Corinthians chapter 13:12, the Apostle Paul told us.
他说我们如今仿佛对着镜子观看，模糊不清。
For now we see in the mirror dimly.
到那时就要面对面了。
But then face to face.
我们如今所知道有限，到那时就全知道，如同主知道我。
Now I know in part, but then I shall know just as I was known by Jesus.
当时的镜子和现在的镜子不一样，是铜磨的。
The mirror at that time was actually a bronze mirror.
所以能够反射个70%-80%的这个人的影像就已经很不错了。
And it only can see 70% or 80% of the real picture.
所以叫做模糊不清。
So therefore you said that it's we can see it dimly.
但是请大家要注意，这里这个模糊不清是镜子里面那个影像模糊不清，不是面对镜子这个人模糊不清。
But notice that here is your image in the mirror that is kind of dim, but not the real person that's dim.
将来如何我们现在看不清，并不是因为在神那里不清楚。
And we don't know what it's going to be so clearly. It's not because God is not clear. It's only the mirror that's not clear.
神是掌管万有、掌管历史的主。
God is a law in control of everything and including history.
主定义要发生的，最终必然会发生。
And what God has willed to happen will happen.
当我们看到主的真体的时候，我们看到主是那样的圣洁，那样的荣美。
And when we see what He really is, we know He is so glorious and so beautiful.
我们要像他。
We will be like Him.
那么当我们晓得主再来的日子一天一天近的时候，
When we know that He is going to reveal Himself, the time is approaching.
我们现在就应该预备好自己。
We should prepare ourselves right now.
你能够真正的在你内心当中说，像说我是神的儿女那样确定的说，我必要像他吗？
Are you sure you can be saying what the Apostle John is saying? We shall be like him.
其实我们身上都有很多不像主的地方。
And many times we know ourselves we are not like him now.
当见到主的时候，我们是不是都羞羞愧愧的？
And when we see God, we will be ashamed.
所以主要还是把那个铜镜子给我吧，看得模糊不清一点还好受一些。
It's better to have this dimly revealing us the mirror that is not clear.
预备好自己。
Prepare yourself now.
我记得我年轻的时候，那时候过几年呢，我父母会过来探亲看望我们。
And remember when I was a youth, my parents come to see me.
倒不是 youth 啊，就是 young
young
嗯，那每一次呢，父母要来看望我们的时候，当然我们就特别特别的高兴。
And when our parents come see us, I was so happy.
呀，那家里呢要好好的做准备。
And then we should prepare our home to receive our parents.
啊，平时家里比较乱，就要好好做清洁。
And we have to clean up the mess.
嗯，把这个父母来这个房间都准备好。
And we have to prepare the room for their accommodation.
然后呢，准备各种食物啊。我们如果对美国食物还稍微能够接受，那老人家呢要这个准备中国的食物。
And when
吃的东西。
Because they are coming to America, so they may not be accustomed to American food, so I may prepare special food for them.
啊，我记得我这个爸爸妈妈要来，我把我那个自己的车子都要这个好好的里里外外清洁一下。
And then when they come, we have to clean up our car.
平时自己出去的那个车里比较脏乱。
Because our car sometimes is messy.
而且爸妈来呢，提前准备好这个出行的计划啊，带着父母到哪里去转一转、看一看等等。
Bring them to visit certain places in America.
哎，各方面都准备好。
And I have to prepare everything for them.
迎接父母的到来。
To receive our parents to come to America.
啊，那父母一看到呢，也高兴。
And then they are very happy to see us.
哎，也知道我们在这个远方美国这个生活都挺好的。
And they know we are living okay in America.
把自己也照顾得挺好的，不用担心。
And we are taking care of ourselves, so they don't have to worry.
哎，那是我们的天父，我们的主，我们的神，他要来了。
And our Jesus Christ, our Heavenly Father, are coming.
你准备好了没有？
Are you ready to see him?
你能够坦然地说。主你若显现，我必要像你。
Can you say that when you reveal yourself, we will be like you?
我能够向你交账。
Can I really be giving a good account to God?
如果真是这样呢，送给大家一句话。
And if it's really like this, I'd like to present to you this advice.
有一个人讲过这么一句话。
And it's something that I want to say, that somebody said something like this.
他说我绝不做任何在我生命的最后一小时。不愿意做的事情。
I will never do anything I don't want to do in the last hour of my life.
因为我们生命的最后一小时就是马上要去见主了，对不对啊？
Because in the last moment of my life, I'm ready to see God.
我生命最后一小时不做的，我现在也不做。
If I am not willing to do whatever that I want to do at this last hour of my life, I don't want to do it now.
那这个就进入到我们的第三点。
Now we are approaching the third point of this passage.
我们看到神儿女的 proclamation, perception, 下面就是 purification,
洁净。We've seen the proclamation of the children of God, we've seen the perception of the children of God, now we see the purification of God's children.
第四到第九节，凡犯罪的就是违背律法，违背律法就是罪。你们知道主曾显现是要除掉人的罪，在他并没有罪。凡住在主里面的就不犯罪，凡犯罪的是未曾看见他，也未曾认识他。小子们呐，不要被人诱惑，行义的才是义人，正如主是义的一样。犯罪的是属魔鬼，因为魔鬼从起初就犯罪。神的儿子显现出来，为要除灭魔鬼的作为。凡从神生的就不犯罪，因神的道存在他心里，他也不能犯罪。因为他是有神圣的。
1 John 3:4-9 Whoever commits sin also commits lawlessness, and sin is lawlessness. And you know that he was manifested to take away our sins, and in him there is no sin. Whoever abides in him does not sin. Whoever sins has neither seen him nor known him. Little children, let no one deceive you. He who practices righteousness is righteous, just as he is righteous. He who sins is of the devil.For the devil has sinned from the beginning. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Whoever has been born of God does not sin, for his seed remains in him, and he cannot sin because he has been from born of God.
感谢神。
Thanks be unto God.
我们知道老约翰是爱的使徒。
We know the Apostle John is the Apostle of love.
使徒保罗是信的使徒。
And the Apostle Paul is the apostle of faith.
使徒保罗对因信称义，对这个救恩的道理有大段大段的教导。
Apostle Paul preaches on the justification by faith alone.
但是实际上，使徒约翰在这方面的教导并不是空白。
But the apostle John also preaches on this part of the doctrine of God.
在这一段里面就非常非常的清楚，讲到关于人、关于罪、关于救恩的这个教义。
Here we talk about what is sin, what is breaking of the law.
这里回答了很多基本的问题。
And actually, he answers a lot of basic questions.
什么是罪？
What is sin?
罪就是违背神的律法。
Sin is the breaking of God's law.
而且我们要知道，实际上神的律法是极高的。
And then the law of God has a very high standard.
你们要完全像你们的天父完全一样。
You should be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect.
你们要圣洁，因为他招你们的是圣洁的。
You have to be holy because the one who calls you is holy.
所以圣经才讲神的律法是完全的律法，是圣洁的律法。
Therefore, the Bible says the law of God is a perfect law, is a holy law.
所以世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
Because the, all the sin, all the world has sinned against God and to, has come short of the glory of God.
那么第二个问题要回答的，知道了什么是罪，那么如何去除罪呢？
The second one is, you know you are a sinner, then how do you get rid of sin?
唯一的一条出路就是靠那无罪者来除我们的罪。
The atonement of sin is only through the atonement of the innocent.
因为耶稣基督为世人的罪流血舍身，一次献上永远有功效的救赎。
Because the Jesus Christ is a sinless Lamb of God that has been offered as a propitiation of our sins, and he will take away our sin forever.
那紧接着另外一个问题，当我们罪被除掉，得蒙救赎，那如何能不再犯罪呢？
And after we've been forgiven of our sins, how can we avoid sinning?
这个答案就是住在主的里面。
The answer is to abide in the Lord.
凡住在他里面的就不犯罪。
But those who abide in Jesus Christ would not sin.
这句话当我们读到的时候，常常心里会有点忐忑。
And then many times when we read this, we have actually jiggling in our mind.
每个人读到这个地方，无一例外，每个基督徒读到这个地方，都会想说：“哎呀，我前不久还在犯罪。”
And then many times we said we fell short of this because we have sinned.
难道不是吗？
Is it really true?
有哪个基督徒敢说我昨天没犯过罪？
And can anyone say that I have not sinned yesterday?
举个手，我们看一看，说你昨天没有犯过罪的举个手。
Can you raise your hand if you did not sin yesterday?
反正我是不敢举。
I cannot really raise my hand.
我看也没有一个人举。
I don't think you are able to raise your hand either.
我们总是在犯罪，我们常常在犯罪。
We have been sinning continually.
但是这里说凡住在他里面的就不犯罪。
But by abiding in the law, you will not sin.
这是什么意思？
What does it mean?
这个地方的时态很关键。
This is the timing is important here.
这里原文的意思是凡住在他里面的就不再持续性的习惯性的犯罪。
The original Greek says that if you abide in Jesus Christ, you will not continually sin.
如果我们犯罪了，我们不会在这种习惯当中。大家知道，我们一个习惯的养成以后，我们就会很喜欢，我们就可以很享受啊自己这样的一种固有的这个做法。
And if you have committed sin, you have been habitually sinning.
但是如果住在主里面，我就不会再去享受，继续享受这个罪，再享受那个最终之乐。
But if you abide in Jesus Christ, you will not habitually sin. You will not enjoy sinning.
我们在这里那里被过犯所胜，圣灵在我们心中就会提醒我们。
Because if you have abide in Christ and the Holy Spirit will remind you of your sin,
我就要到主的面前来认罪悔改。
I will come in front of God and confess our sins.
这就要凡住在他里面的就不犯罪。
That is what it means by abiding in the law, you will not continually sin.
就不持续性的，
you will not habitually.And constantly sin.
继续去享受那个罪。
And to enjoy the pressure of sin.
那么如何知道自己不再是罪人呢？
How do you know that you are no longer a sinner?
很简单，靠主行义。
That is very simply to depend on God because God is righteous.
但注意在这里千万不要被诱惑。
And here do not be tempted.
不要信一种肤浅的、错误的。掺水的一种救恩的神学。
Please do not really understand this as a very cheap grace.
行义的才是义人。
Whoever that has practiced righteousness is righteous.
这里跟因信称义一点都不矛盾。
It is here not contradictory to the justification by faith alone.
因为一个真正因信称义的人，他一定会去行义的。
Because the really people who are justified by faith, and believe in Jesus Christ will not.Will not continue sin.
他效法主去行义，就表明他是因着信靠耶稣基督，他已经成为神的儿女，他有主的生
命。If he practices righteousness, he is really righteous. He's really the child of God.
为什么呢？因为很简单，我们有属灵的基因。
Because we have the DNA of the Holy Spirit.
这个人被重生了。
It has been born again.
他神就赐了我们权柄，做神的儿女了。
God has given us the privilege to be the children of God.
所以约翰一书二章第六节我们前不久看过的，人若说他住在主里面，就该自己照主所行的去行。
1 John 2:6 we have read before, he who says he abides in him and not himself also to walk just as he walked.
基督教的信仰不单是一个信道的信仰，也是一个行道的信仰。
Christian faith is not only a justification by faith alone, but it's also a justification by action alone.
我们三福的弟兄姊妹在传福音的课程的时候都知道，以弗所书第二章我们要从第八节背到第十节。
And then we often recite Ephesians 2:8-10 when those of us who are in the evangelism class.
是的，我们要晓得本乎恩因着信。
Yes, we should know that by grace are we saved.
但是也要知道我们原是他的工作，在基督耶稣里造成的，为要叫我们行善，就是神所预备叫我们行的。第十节
we have to complete the verse 10 for we are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus for good works which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in him in them.
神儿女的宣告，神儿女的眼光，神儿女的洁净。
This is the proclamation, the purification of God's children
and the perception of God's children. 下面我们来看 the prescription of God's children.
And then finally we're going to talk about the prescription of God's children.
神儿女有守则。
And then the rule that we should follow as God's children.
从此就显出谁是神的儿女，谁是魔鬼的儿女。凡不行义的就不属神，不爱弟兄的也是如此。我们应当彼此相爱，这就是你们从起初所听见的命令。不可像该隐，他是那恶者，杀了他的兄弟。为什么杀了他呢？因自己的行为是恶的，兄弟的行为是善的。
In this, the children of God and the children of the devil are manifest. Whoever does not practice righteousness is not of God, nor is he who does not love his brother. For this is a message that you heard from the beginning, that we should love one another, not as Cain, who was of the wicked one, and murdered his brother. why did he murder him? Because his works were evil and his brothers righteous.
行义的, 乃是神的儿女。
The people who practice righteousness is the children of God.
彼此相爱的, 乃是神的儿女。
The people who love each other are children of God.
刚才我们说, 我是神的儿女。
And a moment ago we said that you are the children of God.
那我们就自己省察, 我是不是一个行义的人。
So you have to examine yourself, are you the one who practices righteousness?
就是神所喜悦,
this is something that God prepared for you and I to do.
我们是不是彼此相爱?
Are we loving each other?
爱你的弟兄。
To love your brother.
然后圣经在这里就举了个例子。
And the Bible gave us an example.
一下子就讲到了创世纪的第四章。
It talks about Genesis 4.
讲到该隐。 与亚伯的这件事情
The relationship with Cain and his brother Abel
因为该隐他不爱他的兄弟
Because Cain did not love his brother Abel
杀了他的兄弟
He killed his brother
圣经当中 在创世纪四章是让记载
Genesis 4, 1-6
说亚当夏娃生了该隐 然后又生了亚伯 那亚伯呢是牧羊的 该隐是种地的。那有一天该隐拿地的出产为供物献给神。亚伯呢也把羊群当中偷生的和羊的脂油献上。结果耶和华看中了亚伯和他的供物。只是看不中该隐和他的供物。该隐就大大的发怒变了脸色。耶和华对该隐说你为什么发怒呢你为什么变了脸色呢
Now Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived and bore Cain, and said, I have acquired man from the Lord. Then she bore again, this time his brother Abel. Now Abel was a keeper of sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. And in the process of times, it came to pass that Cain brought an offering of the fruit of the ground to the Lord. Abel also brought of the firstborn of his flock and their fat. And then the Lord respected Abel and his offering. But he did not respect Cain and his offering. And Cain was very angry, and his countenance fell. So the Lord said to Cain, Why are you angry? And why has your countenance fallen?
有的人解释说这一段呢,神喜欢亚伯的供物,因为亚伯呢,是这个牧羊的,然后不喜欢该隐,因为该隐是种地的,认为就是神喜欢这个游牧民族,不喜欢农耕民族。
And some people said that the reason why God accepted Abel's offering and then not Cain's offering is because Abel was a shepherd. So God appreciate a shepherd but not the farmer of Cain.
那这种理解显然是不对的。
I don't believe this is true interpretation.
其实圣经里面已经讲得很清楚, 就是因为该隐他的行为是恶的, 他兄弟的行为乃是善的。
And the Bible says very clearly, it's because Cain was of the wicked one and Abel was the righteous one.
亚伯是把地里投生的,把这个羊群投生的,最好的献给神。
And Abel was presenting the firstborn of his flock.
但是该隐却对神没有这样的敬畏。
But Cain did not respect God that way.
所以神 在这里已经回答该隐,在创世纪第四章说,你若行得好,岂不蒙悦纳,你若行得不好,罪就伏在门前,说明该隐所行的是神所不悦纳的。
And verse 7, Genesis 4 said, If you do well, you will not be accepted, but if you do not do well, sin lie at the door, and its desire is for you, but you should rule over it.
所以第八节说,该隐与他兄弟亚伯说话,二人在田间,该隐起来打他兄弟亚伯,就把亚伯杀了。
And then verse 8, Now Cain talked with Abel his brother, and it came to pass when they were in the field, then Cain rose up against his brother and killed him.
耶和华对该隐说, 你兄弟亚伯在哪里? 他说, 我不知道, 我岂是看守我兄弟的吗? 你不要来问我。
And then the Lord said to Cain, Where is Abel, your brother? He said, I do not know. Am I my brother's keeper?
神说, 你做了什么呢? 你兄弟的血, 有声音从地里向我哀告,地开了口,从你手里接受你兄弟的血,现在你必从这地受咒诅。
And God said, what have you done? The voice of your brother's blood cries out to me from the ground. So now you are cursed from the earth, which has opened his mouth, and to receive your brother's blood from your hand.
在约翰一书当中，老约翰用亚伯和该隐的这故事再次提醒我们。
And the Apostle Paul in the First John reminds us of this terrible story of Cain.
我们若真是神的儿女，就当彼此相爱。
If we are really the children of God, we should love each other.
凡不行义的就不属神，不爱弟兄的也是如此。
If you do not practice righteousness, you are not the children of God. If you do not love your brother, you are not the children of God.
不要说在圣经当中。
Not to talk about even in the Bible.
在我们传统的文化当中
也是这样。Even in our traditional culture.
在三国的时候，有一对兄弟。
And in the kingdom, three kingdom history of China, there was a couple of brothers.
那么这两个兄弟，一个叫曹丕，这个曹丕继承爸爸曹操已经掌了大权做王。
And then one of the brothers, the son, received the kingdom from his father, 曹操。
他这个曹丕呢，有一个弟弟叫曹植。
And he has a brother called 曹植。
曹植呢？很有才。
And 曹植 is a very talented poet.
但曹丕呢，他是这个有这个大权的这个王。
And his brother 曹丕 is now is emperor.
那么他就这个要找机会陷害他自己的兄弟曹植。
And then he want to find an excuse to kill his brother 曹植。
有一次呢，他就找到一些的这个理由，然后就。这个用这个罪名，然后就要给这个曹植呢，要来给他定罪。
And he was trying to condemn his brother 曹植 because he wanted to get rid of him.
说我要处死你。
I want to kill you.
但是呢，给你一个机会。
But I give you a chance.
你走七步之内呢，你写一首诗。
And you have to walk from me here in seven steps. You have to write a poem in seven steps.
也就很短的时间，这七步之内，你如果把这首诗写起来呢，就不处死你。
If you can write a short poem in seven steps, I will not kill you.
那首诗呢，还给他定了个名字叫《兄弟》这个曹丕挺有意思的。
And then the poem said, I have given you a name of this poem. It's called Brothers.
但这个曹植他非常有才，他真的就七步成诗七步之内，他就写了这么一首诗。
And 曹植 was a very talented poet, and he really composed this poem.
这首七步诗呢叫《兄弟》，但是诗词里面没有出现兄弟本身。
And then this poem is called Brothers, but none of the word brothers appear in the poem.
他就用这个豆子和这个豆萁外面的这个这个豆的这些豆苗植物这些杆茎这些东西，这是兄弟，他就写了这么一首诗。
And he was using the bean and the beanstalk to represent brothers.
用我们一些讲英文的弟兄姊妹给他们介绍一下这个背景。
So I just want to give you those people who are English speaking the background of this poem.
这首诗大家都知道，煮豆燃豆萁，豆在釜中泣，本是同根生，相煎何太急。
Cooking beans by burning the beanstalks, the beans sop inside the pot. Since we both sprang from the same root, why must you torture me with such burning heat?
神儿女的宣告。
The proclamation of God's children.
神儿女的眼光。
The perception of God's children.
神儿女的洁净。
The purification of God's children.
最后就是神儿女的守则。
The prescription of God's children.
我们真的是神的儿女。
We are really the children of God.
让我们知道主就要来了。
Let us be reminded Jesus Christ is coming back soon.
让我们在主的面前竭力的洁净自己。
And let us purify ourselves in front of God.
求神怜悯我们。
May God have mercy on us.
彼此相爱。
To love each other.
我们一起低头祷告。
Let's pray.
最亲爱的主耶稣，我们感谢赞美你。
Our loving Jesus Christ, our Lord.
你就是爱。
You are the love.
你就是光。
You are the light.
我们要住在爱里面，住在光中。
We have to live in life, and we have to live in love.
来彰显主你的荣耀。
To manifest your glory.
来传扬主的大爱。
To preach the love of God.
求主怜悯我们。
Please have mercy on us.
让我们能够真正的得称为神的儿女，毫不怀疑。
So let us be assured that we are the children of God.
当主显现，我们也必要像你。
When you are revealed, we will be like you.
抓我们里面所有的亏欠、软弱。
And to, we know we are so weak, we are sinful.
都求主以宝血来洁净。
May your blood cleanse us from our sins.
让我们能够真正活出主的爱。
Help us to live the love of God.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
In Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.